I need you to be my girlfriend. Okay, look, I know it sounds crazy, but it's for a good cause. Yes, I'll explain. So do you remember that ex I was talking to about? The other one. No, the other one. Yep, her. So I bumped into her last week, and she told me that she was actually engaged, to be married. Wild, right? And I might have let slip that I am also in a loving and committed relationship, and she invited me to her wedding with a plus one. So, as you know, I am not in a loving and committed relationship that doesn't involve my right hand. What I'm saying is, please. Oh, come on. You know how humiliating this is for me. Yeah, well, when has the truth ever gotten anyone anywhere? I'm just saying, it's gonna be one day plus travel time, and it doesn't even have to be the whole day, you know? And all you have to do is wear those pretty clothes, which I know you have, and act like you care about me, which I know you do. Less and less by the looks of it. Quit giving me that look. I'm not crazy, crazy. I just fibbed a little bit. I mean, I could ask somebody else, except there's one little problem. Okay, you're gonna have to promise not to get mad. Okay, you promise though. So I might have described my significant other as having hair like yours, eyes like yours, and a name like yours. I might have also shown her that picture of us at the roller rink.
You said you wouldn't get mad.
It's, look, it, I'm just asking from one friend to another, please do me a solid. I will owe you my life. I will buy you anything you want from anywhere. If it's under $200. But look, I'll pay for everything. I'll pay for the hotel room, the food, the rides there, all of it. All you have to do is be there for me. You know I'd do the same for you. Come on, it'll be like a road trip with just a little acting in it, you know? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I fucking love you. Yeah, you are definitely saving my life, and I owe you big time. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, she wants to go for coffee with us next week, with her fiance, so we can catch up. I don't know. I felt like if I led with that statement, you probably would have said no. Wouldn't you? God, could you imagine going on a double date with me? I'll pay for everything. I will. And we're already close. Look at us. We're besties. She even talked about how cute we looked in that picture. Well, the point is that she's convinced. Hey. Look. If it makes you that uncomfortable, you don't have to do it. I could honestly just say no to the wedding and no to the lunch or any of that. I just didn't think the idea of dating me would be that repulsive to you, even if it's just for pretend. That's not the issue. Well, then what's wrong? Well, yeah, I think she's gonna expect some kind of PDA. Well, we can't just sit next to each other 5 feet apart because we're not gay. Like, she'll get suspicious. Something small, like holding hands, maybe? I don't know, like a quick kiss on the cheek? It doesn't have to be this grand gesture of love. It just has to be intimate. Well, maybe, but you don't have to kiss me. Yeah, trust me, I think I know how you feel about that. Because the look on your face when I mentioned PDA. I don't know, I don't think that's the kind of thing we have to practice. I guess if it does look too uncomfortable, she'll notice something's wrong. Wait, now? We got plenty of time. The lunch is next week. We're in a Walmart parking lot. In my shitty car. You want to practice kissing here? Like, I'm no Casanova, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem like the place. I guess anywhere else would be just as weird, but what? No, I'm not nervous. Why would I be nervous about something? I've kissed many, many, many people. I don't know. I only planned up to about asking you if you would do it. I didn't think you'd say yes, and now that you have, I don't really know how to proceed. It's not the kissing you part. It's kind of the kissing you part, but it's the fact that it's kind of you, and I didn't really emotionally plan for this or anything, but I... Good. That was good. That was very convincing. Can we try that again? Oh, fuck. How about we practice you getting on my lap right the fuck now? There we go. So that's what it took, huh? To get you on my lap. And I thought I was forward. Look at you grinding on me. You wanted this, haven't you? Yeah. Probably not as much as me. Oh, fuck. Come on, let's get the shirt off. Let me see. That's what I've been missing out on. Fuck, you're gorgeous. Cute bra. Can I unclasp it? There we go. You know you're just my type. Smoking hot. These toasts. You like my hands on them? Oh, fuck, you're gorgeous. Don't worry about it. These windows are tinted for a reason. And plus, you should have thought about that before you sat on me. But you're not complaining. Oh, these hips. I knew you were a good girl. But bad enough to let me slide a hand into your pants. Yeah. I will if you want me to. There's my girl. Ask me to. Ask me to slide my hand into your panties and play with your clit. You can, and you will. I have said some very embarrassing things today, and nothing you say can top those. So ask me. Good girl. There we go. Nice smooth circles on your wet little clit. Well, you know, I thought about this more times than I can fucking count. Well, that's it. Roll your hips down to my fingers. The amount of times you've sat across from me and you had no idea how much I've wanted my hand on your tits. My mouth is sucking. My hand on your pants. But you're just so goddamn unaware. Oh, fuck. How many times do I have to flirt with you before you take the hint? Yeah, of course I was. And you acting all coy like no one's ever gonna want to date you. Well, here I am. Down for anything if it's you. Oh, good girl. But of course, this is just a preview. There's not nearly enough space in here for me to show you what I want to do to you. So all you get is my fingers, my mouth. Oh, fuck, you're wet. Look at me. Come on, look at me while I play with your clit. Come here. You've been thinking about it too, haven't you? I think you have. I think you're gonna come all over my hands. Right into those panties. Better yet, after, maybe I'll just recline the seat and let you sit on my face. You like that, didn't you? Oh, fuck, your tits are incredible. Oh, they fit in my hands so nice. I can feel you tense every time I tweak your nipples. That's a good girl. Oh, I want you to come for me. I want to taste it later when I eat you out. Oh, have you grind that clit into my face like I know you want to. Good girl. Come on. I know you want to come for me. I know you do. That's it. Come on. Come for me. Come for me, good girl. There we go. That's it. All over my hands. Good girl. Good girl. Oh. satisfied. I know we haven't really set terms to our agreement, but I am more than willing to repeat this experience. Sensitive, are we? Even if I stroke your clit so slow like this. Oh, I do like it when you buck into me. Oh, I will use that against you. Anytime and every time. Come here, sweet girl. Okay. Let's get my hand out of there. Look how wet you made it. You know, I think the contract should stipulate that any mess you make is a mess you have to clean up. So, open and tease yourself on my fingers. Somehow I knew you'd be a greedy little slut. What, am I wrong? You can let my fingers go. I want to taste it from your mouth. You do taste good. Really? You just came. Yeah, I can't wait. Oh, no, that was all for real. She does want to go for like a lunch next week, so that's a real thing. And the wedding thing is real too. But what I didn't expect was your reaction. I didn't think you were that into me. But I'm glad you are. Wait. Now that I think about it, there is something else. Yeah, something I have to ask you. So, will you be my girlfriend?